You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. The show is called At Large. My name is Tom. I will be with you until 5:30 today. Yeah, I'm a little raspy. Last week I thought I was getting in, and then on the weekend I was in bed though, both Saturday and Sunday, didn't get out of bed. So, but I'm on the mend. So anyways, today's show, some fast, some slow, some old, some new, some obscure, some popular. Yeah, it's going to be a good show. So I hope you enjoy. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Something that both of us have always wanted. Thank you. shoulders like a queen. I'd sway. Digging a grave.
nothing you can say. It's just old Luke and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Take a load off.
He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed me when you can?
You're listening to Large on 101.5 UMFM. I just looked at the board. I have no commercials to play for the first hour, so it's going to be commercial-free radio, so that's kind of cool. Maybe I can spend a little more time talking, or maybe my last song. I won't have to cut it off so soon. But anyways, we opened the set with Two Tickets to Paradise, and that was by Eddie Money. That was off his debut album released way back in, excuse me, in 1977. Yeah, I think that's, in my mind, that's his best album. I like that the best from Eddie Money. Anyways, had lots of hits over the years, so yeah, and a very, very passionate fan base. And then after Eddie Money, it was Japanese Breakfast with Diving Woman, and that was off the album Soft Sounds from Another Planet. That was the band's second album that was released back in 2017. That one's my favorite, too. And then in the middle, Iron and Wine with Sweet Talk from the album Light First. That's the band, or I should say Sam Bean's seventh album, released a couple years ago now in 2024. Then it was Jeff Tweedy with New Orleans off of his Twilight Override album that was released last year, September 2025. The track you heard, New Orleans, also features Jeff Tweedy's son, Sammy and Spencer. Good for them. And they do play on a lot of the tracks of the album, so that is so cool. And then finishing the set, a classic from the band, we heard The Wait, and that was off their classic album, Music from Big Pink. And that was the band's debut album, and what a debut album it was. And just a little thing, the artwork on the album was done by Bob Dylan. Pretty cool. Anyways, up next, new music from a British artist, so I hope you enjoy. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Imagine Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Afraid you were set call me out, I would call you soft with that certain air of arrogance that I confuse with confidence. Love can be so critical, you can call it art, you can call it soft.
Come on, people, live with me, where the light has never shone, and the hornets flock like hummingbirds, speaking in a foreign tongue. This is my life, this is my life, this is my life. Still without
April Wine with Bad Side of the Moon, and you're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, Bad Side of the Moon, that was a single the Montreal by way of Halifax band released back in 1972, and also that song was written by Bernie Taupin and Elton John. And I remember seeing them. They played our high school. It wasn't a dance or anything. We had a nice, very nice auditorium. It was a brand new high school, opened in 72. Very nice auditorium. We had a great theater arts director. And when they built the school, he actually, it was a fantastic theater that he had put into the school. So soft seater, maybe 650, 700 seats. But anyways, April Wine played. I remember being amazed. That would have been my really first big concert that I saw. So yeah, cool. And then before April Wine, it was July Talk with Hold. And that was off of their Remember Never Before album. That was released in 2023. And that was the Toronto band's fourth album. They will be here this Friday night at the Burton Cummings Theater. Sometimes I still say the Walker, but I should say the Burton Cummings Theater. Yeah, Friday night, they will be here. Yeah, that album was released in 2023. And then in the middle, the British music collective Salt with S-O-T-H. And that was from their 10th album that was released last year in 2025. And that's not their 10th album, that's their 12th album, but they titled it 10. And then second song in the set was the Allman Brothers Band with Midnight Rider. And that was a single that they released back in 1971. And I'm curious, when I play singles, I always look to see what the B-side was. The B-side was Whipping Post, which is a fantastic song as well. But the song was written by Greg Allman, and he had some help from a roadie, and it was done late at night, and he wanted to get into the studio recorder. So he phoned a few people to see if he could get into the studio. They said, nope, can't do it. Sorry, we'll see you in there in the morning. So he actually went to the studio. They broke in. They broke the window and the door, and they got in, and he and the roadie, and they went in, and they did the recording of it. So yeah, cool story. And then opening the set, Jenny Beth with Broken Ribs. And that was off her album, You Heartbreaker, and that was released in 2025. That was the Savages singer's second solo album, and I must say it is a fantastic album. Speaking of British Savages, I always remember that show that I saw here at the West End Cultural Center. Just a fantastic show. So loud, though. And then the fire alarm went at the end. We all had to come out. Yeah, my ears weren't right for about 3 or 4 days after that. Anyways, up next, another British band. So I hope you enjoy. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Calling, I exist. Nope, 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 nope. You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba at 1200 watts.
Radio.
What do you do when you found it? The double is waiting.
a classic from Eric Clapton, Layla, and you're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. My name is Tom. I will be with you until 5:30 today. Yeah, Layla was written by Clapton and Jim Gordon while both were with Derek and the Dominoes. It was released as a single, too much shorter version. I played the album version, and all those snap, crackles, and pop on it were authentic. But Clapton also released it later, about 20 years later in the 90s, as an acoustic version. I just love that song. And then before Eric Clapton, it was Nat Jay with I Will Keep You Warm, and that was from her All I Think When I Wake Up album. I think that's the title. Yeah, All I Think When I Wake Up. Yeah, that's the right title. And she released that back in 2014. And then second song in the set was Lucy Dacus with Big Deal, and that was from her latest album, Forever Is a Feeling. That was her fourth release last year in 2025. And then, as I said, another British artist when I opening the set was Pulp with Spike Island from the band's More album. Excuse me, I'm choking a little bit here. Up next, new music from Jason Isbell. I hope you enjoy. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Started out like it always starts. Try to hold the hunger back. You don't anticipate a broken heart. Can't see nothing but the track. A diamond earring in a Bowery bed. You kicked your shoes across the floor. Do you regret the things that went unsaid? Or have you heard it all before? Eileen, you should have seen this coming sooner. I mean to be alone for all my days. Eileen, you thought the truth was just a rumor, but that's your way. It ended like it always ends. Somebody crying on the phone. We tell each other you can still be friends. You both know you're on your own. My own behavior was a shock to me. I never thought I'd have the nerve. I hope you're sleeping through the night, Eileen. I hope they're grading on the curve. Eileen, you should have seen this coming sooner. I mean to be alone for all my truth was just a rumor, but that's your way. That's your way. Somebody broke my heart once, and I was useless for a week. I didn't leave my apartment. I didn't eat, I didn't speak. But then I found the letter she wrote against the wall behind the bed. It said forever is a dead man's joke, and that's the only thing it said. Seen this coming sooner. Do I mean to be alone for all my days? Eileen, you thought the truth was just a rumor, but that's your way. That's your way. We'll be right back. just like the back of my hand, the way that it bends and how to get back. Concessions and lines, rhythms and rhymes, furrows and rows, rivers and roads, push away under a dusty eye. I know my in the shifting sand. One more dance around the sun to know where to start again. One more dance around the sun. It's an even trade. How it gets paid. Back roads, payloads, sweat through your clothes. Picking it up and putting it down. Looking for signals underground. Might be buried, might need to keep digging for. One
It's just what you think. It's a place that hates fun. It's also a world-class recording studio. You can come record your music. You'll get in the zone. It'll sound great. And you know, it might be tempting to have fun, but we can't allow it. We have an amazing gear collection, tape machines. We have modern computers. We have chandeliers and couches. We have a kitchen and multiple recording environments of various sizes and acoustic properties. The one thing we don't have is fun, and we never will. No compromises, no fun,
and no problem.
You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, the set opened with Eileen off of Jason Isbell's Foxes in the Snow. And that was his latest, and that was his 10th album, and that was released last year in 2025. And then after Jason Isbell, it was the 13th Floor Elevators with Reverberation Doubt. And that was a song off their Psychedelic Sounds of the 13th Floor Elevators. Also released as a single back in 1966. That has stood the test of time. And then Great Lake Swimmers with One More Dance from their Caught Light album. That was their latest. That was released last year in 2025. And then the song you just heard was Coup de Perrette with Heartbreaks Accelerating. And that was off the Trauma album. That was the soundtrack for the TV show Trauma. And I think it was released in 2013. Anyway, show's just about over. I have one more song to play. Usually I play a Winnipeg band, but I'm going to play somebody that's pretty close to Winnipeg, so I hope you enjoy that. Anyways, thank you so much for listening today. I certainly appreciate it, and I hope you have a fantastic week, and I hope all this snow melts. The show is called At Large. It's UMFM 101.5.
Love came to my door with a sleeping roll and a madman's soul. He thought for sure I'd seen him dancing up a river in the dark, looking for a woman to court and spar. He was playing on the sidewalk for passing change when something strange happened. Glory train passed through him, so he buried the coins he made in People's Park and went looking for a woman to court and spark. It seemed like he read my mind. He saw me mistrusting him and still acting kind. He saw how I worried. Sometimes I worry sometimes. All the guilty people, he said, they've all seen the stain on their daily bread, on their Christian names. I cleared myself, I sacrificed my blues.
complete me, I'd complete you. His eyes were the color of the sand in the sea, and the more he talked to me, you know, the more he reached me, but I couldn't let go of L.A., city of the fallen angels.
The Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created to support artists who have dedicated their lives to music and who now struggle to maintain mental wellness and an adequate standard of living. Loneliness and social isolation are key risk factors for mental health conditions later in life. This May, during Mental Health Awareness Month, the Unison Fund is asking you to support Canadian legacy artists and musicians. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
Good evening and welcome to Art World Innovators, exploring stories of innovation in the art world. I'm your host, Susan Cohn, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.
Our guest this evening is Vicky Leadham, co-curator and gallery manager of the Hannah Pescher Sculpture Garden, founded by Hannah Pescher and Anthony Paul over 40 years ago in an ancient Surrey woodland in the UK. Their collection grew from a handful of sculptures to more than 200 pieces, with a selection of artists from across the UK and Europe, to enhance the main theme of the sculpture garden, the powerful relationship between art and nature. The garden on 10 acres of land was redesigned and replanted by Anthony Paul, the award-winning landscape designer, and each sculpture is placed in harmony with its surroundings to create an amazing synergy within the environment. As a commercial gallery, the Hannah Pescher Sculpture Garden exhibits these works and sells to a global clientele. The garden opens to the public in April of each year with an annual exhibition of works in the collection alongside new artist works. Originally curated by Hannah Pescher until her passing, the exhibition is now curated by Vicky, working alongside Anthony Paul, and includes a wide range of works with styles ranging from figurative to highly abstract and innovatively designed using contemporary metals, wire, glass, ceramics, and plastics, as well as the more traditional stone, wood, and bronze. In 2022, a custom-built indoor gallery space honoring Hannah Pescher and continuing her legacy was added to house smaller, more fragile sculptures, ceramics, and delicate works better displayed indoors. Welcome to Art World Innovators, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you so, so much for inviting me. What a lovely way to be spending what is here in Surrey in England, a rather dreary, drizzly, and windy afternoon.
Hannah Pescher's Sculpture Garden has a brilliant history. Would you like to share the story of how the Sculpture Garden began?
Oh, of course, yes. And it's one of those stories that we take great pleasure in telling because we are such a small organisation and it really is, it's a passion project.